Hey, youth, Johnny Reb, the war of rebellion stops here on the northern border, capiche?
Dagnabbit, it was the war for Southern independence, and y'all know that the South shall rise again. You mean you're the Yankee?
Hey, you can forget about it if you're just gonna back off the dog.
Nope, y'all back off.
Y'all! Live along the Mason-Dixon line, it's Immigration Idol with Ryan Injun, your host and liaison with the INS.
Welcome, pale faces, to reality show, mixing immigration and music. Each seven moons, we powwow and laugh like hyenas at half-breeds who sing to save scalps or butts. Now, are half-breeds breaking laws of good taste, gods? Or half-breeds simply build outhouses that American Lone Rangers refuse to crap in? Your smoke signals will help to decide the next immigration idol who will smoke bonger peace pipe of amnesty.
Could the Fox Network kindly explain why we're holding auditions in the friggin' Ford Theater? And how it relates to the Bloody Mason-Dixon line? Why our first contestant is dressed like Colonel Sanders, complete with a bucket of chicken?
Why, sir, I take great offense at your mischaracterizations. This theater's below the Mason-Dixon line, and thus under the sovereignty of the Confederate States of America. And that chicken of which you refer is actually my boy, the fruit of my inbred loins. He stands on a bucket and plays what he calls the air banjo. And all the while I'll be singing Dixie.
I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there have not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray.
Now hold on. Lord knows I work like a slave for, am loyal to, the producers of Immigration Idol. But yes, sir, does not always mean yes, man. If we're ever going to get deliverance from this Confederate karaoke crap, I's gots to raise more than my middle finger at your lily-white butts dragged in here from Uncle Tom's cabin. You, sir, are mouthing the words, and Chicken Boy is flapping his arms as they play a banjo. Northern dudes did the inalienable right to sing live, and Union soldiers should force Confederate crooners to accept it.
Nonsense. Not every peasant or contestant can be a multi-talented star like me, Paula Abdul. Most Carolina crooners sing like they've got cotton in their mouths. Even if Colonel Clueless was computer literate enough to buy my jewelry and skirts, his man boobs would never match my gorgeous TNA. Nor am I going to accept what the Colonel calls money. His beaver pelts could never be bartered for mine. I say, Confederate crooners may use canned music and words as long as they don't twang out country versions of songs by Ashley Simpson on SNL.
I say, Simon, sir, may I remind you of the failure of the Milli Vanilli Compromise? Well-meaning folk thought that Nashville was a natural dividing line so that live karaoke was held in the north while canned karaoke was held in the south. It led to the bloodiest cultural war in American history. Ears bleeding, dancing in the streets. Anarchy. Need I remind you of the horror of hip-hop? Now, let's hear it for the banjo.
Sorry, bloody boombox, just slipped through my butterfingers.
My little stubby hands carved that boombox out of wood from Grandma's butter churn. Simon Creighton, you may have destroyed one symbol of karaoke today, but soon butter boom boxes will melt corn-fed citizens' hearts everywhere. Indeed, four scoring and sexy grannies ago, our fathers churned forth with this con job a new boombox, carved with help from log cabin Republicans and dedicated to the propaganda that all karaoke singers are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether any reality show can long endure with karaoke chanting music, but alive and singing.
Frankly, my little chickadee, I don't give a bloody darn.
Hoya, 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 oh boy. Me keep hush hush bar murder at Ford's Theater. Me got heap gambling debts. Must keep low profile, so injun butt not kicked by Big Chief. Oh, and I take heat for ancestors over beads for land deal. Like my fault for all Redskins screwed now. Sorry, I digress. Now, King Osabis, you must powwow and how to vote whether Banjo Bob remains contestant or he's hung from tree on plantation. Votes no longer limited to pale faces and dead Democrats. They hold auditions in border saloon near you. But thank paleface political correctness. No profiling. No heap worry if felon or bomb belt stops horse and tracks. Even U.S. cavalry or state militias not stop masked men from crossing Rio Grande River next week on Immigration Idol!